So one begins by generating the right attitude, which is the desire to attain perfect Buddhahood for the sake of being able to free sentient beings in number as vast as the sky from suffering, from samsaric existence. Towards that end, one resolves to make efforts in terms of listening, reflecting, and meditating.
Tela kang sembar sa tambichu jirambane nanjur jawan so malare pe tsering mala sungbe sungor re te yang ada mete pe gungba marpa loche tini nanjur jawan so malare pa rang la sungbe tawa te yanjar sungbare mete pe gungba मेटे पत्ता वा मारपा लोचे मल्लरे पर रांगला सुंबारे ते यहाँ जा मल्लरे पे ते नहीं चोमोटा ही चेरेंग माला सुंबारे
ठंडा की सुंखोट के
रे रे रे
so again the teaching is concerned with a song to Tseringma by Milarepa. Now, the teachings in this song are based on the teachings given by the master Maitrepa to Marpa. Marpa, who was the guru of Milarepa.
Tele tatren nange Nang Jova, each Nam Hila, the name Mato Patan, Po Patan, Mato Peneka, Tokeneka, Tatokeneka, some Janisombari.
So, the part of the song today's teaching is concerned with then deals with what one may call inner phenomena, being. Mind or consciousness, or one may also speak of an inner phenomenon. Now, as yesterday, there are three stages or situations. The first where there is no realization of the actual nature of, in this case, mind. The second, where there is such realization. And the third, the ultimate stage.
Deyan tambo mato pne kap chetari batemba ne nang jowa yi jnam hinde mato tuna marek pa le nyimong kun ji yesa yi hisaba som se kang ba som de.
So the first verse then is as follows. Consciousness, which involves different mental processes, thus one speaks of mental movement being different mental processes. Consciousness or mind, then when not realizing its actual nature, it is the root of or basis for basic unawareness, samsaric actions, and obscuring states of mind. So when there is no realization of the actual nature of mind, negative states result.
He jobe junse karasana de ye janam hite tanda yor na chola jupam yor na chola jupse na jwa sungare tene ye janam hi si songo be junse karasana gong nam hi toda re gong nam hi toda imbe rayor nang tan jinse bara ma to tene dadon denje tokpa yo mare gong nam hi ये जनाम ही जे तने खेमबा में न गोंग नाम ही जे न्यूमोंग दां लेयदा न्यूमोंग जेग मारे तीसरे न ये जनाम ही में कसार द सुंबारे.
So here mind or consciousness relates to the sixth consciousness referred to as the mental consciousness, in that it involves different mental processes such as evaluating the object perceived and so on and so forth. Now when one speaks of the five sense consciousnesses, on the other hand, these are always non-conceptual. These do not involve different mental processes where one judges what is perceived. There is merely a bare perception or direct perception of a given object. Whereas the sixth consciousness involves, as was said, different mental processes called mental movement in the verse, such as conceptualizing the object perceived through the senses. So that's processes where one names, for example, what one perceives. The object and the name are then seen as or are confused as being the object, whereas in fact these are two separate instances if one speaks of a non-conceptual awareness. So the five sense consciousnesses cannot be the origin of basic unawareness, samsaric actions, and obscuring states of mind, in that the sense consciousnesses are always non-conceptual, whereas the sixth consciousness, which evaluates and judges the impressions one perceives through the senses, is the origin of basic unawareness, samsaric actions, and obscuring states of mind.
zog nama kapsa, zog zepo tang, zog minjipa kandeche nana yang, tene mega nam hi te toda yimba se na, nang tangje sava zwa tsava re. Nang tangje sava zwa tsava re se na, yeji nam hi je on den zepo re, den minjipa re sampe, zimba ma yong na, wang hi la nama te, wang hi la nang tangje, tene chadang kanyang kega yo mare, nyumong kega mare, le kanyang saga mare.
So, if one considers a visual consciousness, then its object is a visual form. Now, it's completely irrelevant in terms of such perception if the visual form perceived is attractive or unattractive, in that the sense consciousness does not conceptually value or evaluate or judge the object perceived. That, as was said, relates to the sixth consciousness, where this process or these processes take place. Thus, since a sense consciousness is non-conceptual, it couldn't possibly produce obscuring states of mind such as passion, aggression, and so on.
Tam mega nam hi toda je yord sepe zog zeba da menzeba ni la ye je nam do gen zeba hyo yund denbar zeba am seman zeba hyo yund o den zebo re den menzeba re sam nam do yo wal tin tenin zeba la chak pa ji menzeba la da wa ji cha dang de nyimong re tene tela tin de tene le sa re.
So as was said, the sixth consciousness then judges what is perceived. So if we take a visual form, then once it has been perceived by an eye consciousness, the sixth consciousness then goes on to conceptually label what is perceived. So there is the process where one sees the object as something real and solid, that may be in terms of the features of the object or another feature. In brief, the object is solidified, so to speak, by conceptual mind. So if one judges a visual form to be attractive, passion towards it is produced, whereas if one judges a perceived object to be unattractive, aversion will result. So as a result of these states of mind, passion, aversion, and so on, samsaric actions come about.
ये नाम ही जी जान जी बकाब सो जान ये बातां मन्ये बन्ये का लच्छे बात से के मारे जान नांग सांग जिन जिंगे रे तने तेला ये जे जिंबा मायो ना तने छक पातां छादां के के मारे ले कायन सा के मारे.
So similarly, if one looks into the perception of a sound, then the sense consciousness merely perceives the sound without evaluating it or judging it as either unpleasant or pleasant, for example. Now, it is again the sixth consciousness which makes these judgments. The conceptual processes where one evaluates or judges the perceived object in one way or the other did not take place.
Then
obscuring states of mind such as passion and aggression would not come about.
Tene te nav nam hiti tayo zipatan danye bataminye banzin zente, tijis yeji nam hitigre, yeji nam hiam, nam to chite, tene nam to teke, den bari himbam, seman zimban nam to chito, de da nimborisam, nimbola cha, on de dram nimborisam, manimbala dang. Mm-hmm.
So, as was said, it is the sixth consciousness which then judges whatever is perceived. If one considers a sound, it may be seen as either pleasant or unpleasant, as a result of which obscuring states of mind come into being, which again then produces different types of action through which karma is accumulated.
Mm-hmm.
So the same applies to the remaining sense consciousnesses. So we have a perception of different kinds of smells. To the sense consciousness, there is no difference. There is merely the registering of the object perceived without evaluating it. That applies also to different kinds of taste and to different bodily sensations. So in terms of the senses and the sense consciousness is registering the objects or the individual objects, no process of judgment or evaluation takes place. This, as has been pointed out, comes with the sixth consciousness where such judgment occurs.
Dinata gonga namhi te tsema loksota tena gonga namhi ga tsaba yamare manga pa yamare gonga namhi gama thakpate ye je wangbo sigre ye je wangbo tela tene ye je ngoy som ke ching ma ji kigre te toda re ni na ya nga cho so su ji te toda de ngoy sing ke yamare ti ji so tene danda tokye je nam do jigre.
So if one looks into the process of perception in detail, there are many steps or facets, though these occur so rapidly that an ordinary being is unaware of the different steps in the process of perception. So the moment a sense consciousness ceases, that triggers off what is called the mind faculty, which, so to speak, acts as a link between the sixth consciousness and any given mind consciousness, sense consciousness. So the mind faculty, the link between the sense consciousness and the sixth consciousness, then, so to speak, triggers off the sixth consciousness, which, in terms of relating to an object, interacting with an object, has two steps. The first is a very brief moment of non-conceptual perception, which is immediately followed by a conceptual state of mind where the object perceived is labeled in one way or the other. So it's this latter stage in the process of perception which is responsible for basic unawareness, samsaric actions, obscuring states of mind, and so on and so forth. As we saw, there is the sense consciousness followed by what is called the mind faculty, which, so to speak, links the sense consciousness with the sixth consciousness, also called the mind consciousness, where at first there is a very brief moment of non-conceptual perception, immediately followed by conceptual states of mind. So in the verse, it is the conceptual states of mind that are the origin of basic unawareness and so on and so forth. It is these states of mind that are responsible for accumulating karma, for producing various obscurations such as passion, aggression, and so on.
So,
for as long as there is no understanding of or realization of the actual nature of consciousness, consciousness which is synonymous with conceptual states of mind, for that long then there is basic unawareness and so on and so forth. So, in that case, one is unaware of ultimate reality, one is unaware of emptiness. One is unaware of the true nature of mind, also called Mahamudra. So one is unaware of the true nature of mind, which then, as we saw, such unawareness brings about samsaric actions and so on and so forth.
Nama te rana yimbar mahi te rang nama. Sero yor je nama. Sem je rana nama je yo gare. Nam hi te la nama je kya gare. Ye je nam hi te la nama je kya rava. Rana la yor don tro, rana la da don tro. Sakye milan la yor rava.
La re yine rang nang din na.
Sem rang rana be na malam to. Sem je kya 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 mara. Rang nama te, pena malam da meto jindao na meto da semje rangnang re, tele yin don tro, meto zimbe rikpa te ngon maiki te da don tro bare. Sem rang rangnang.
Ya, yine rangnang di nara wala.
Dere.
Sem le chung wei nang wa kogo gre.
Re re, sem rang nang. Same round the nose,
they
say, Yama, they from Talajana, that same time the judge of the Madoya,
Chirtang.
No, what they run on in a young run on in Bango, my hitty, yin don't roll. Same round, yin to your barn roll. Run it, runs on repeat, you hit the more my hinder, no, that's on the dark don't roll. Run on la, yin don't roll.
So, in actual fact, appearances originate with mind. Not recognizing this, one takes them to have external existence, to exist independently of mind, even though in actual fact they are merely manifestations of mind. Thus, the concept of other, something apart from oneself, comes about. Then, through not recognizing the true nature of mind, also referred to as spontaneously present wisdom or awareness, not recognizing such wisdom, one conceives of a real person, a truly existent individual. Thus, the two basic conceptions of I and other come about.
Pena malam to mepong, mepong rabdam barba. Mepong si me chembo re. Me chembo rabdam barba jika long to nang to chui te chekpe donga chong na me te ranang re. Semsan tar to se na jeva Semsan tar to se na jeva thoma mepa ni me marik pe wang ke me pakya kuin jale yag pe pakya gantro nang re. Saja chenpu lok tato se na semche nele wesa saja chenpu tsartan roba nao re. Tetar yinpe se na semchan che lok tato se na pakya gantro nang yinpe se tang. Saja chenpu tato se na wesa saja chenpu tsartan roba yinpe se na tene yor du yo mare sirur du yo mare te me te sirur du yo par hin yo par ntor yo par hin pare. Tene Ta main barba kapsa, main chikpa kapsa, main chikpa chorba ta dunga ji, semche ne lok te sartong yenme re, sartong yenme te, tene rang rikpa yekhi yang re, semche ne lok te. Ten rabo yinna yang ngon maikhi te, tene dakto hyok te, tene main deka nga chik song sampe, raba rang nang la yindan tharpe, main le yindan hi, रानरिक लद्दाख तो हीने रानां के में ते के तने रानरिक लद्दाख तो हीन दे तने छोड़ते दोगा न्यूमरे।
So if one in one's dream one finds oneself in the midst of a blazing fire, if being unaware of the nature of the fire. And the nature of one's mind, if that is the case, suffering results. If that is to say, one would suffer if one were unaware of that the blazing fire is merely a manifestation of one's own mind. Being unaware of that, one takes it to be an external object existing apart from oneself, as well as being unaware of the true nature of one's own mind, being, so to speak, the source or origin of this manifestation. Now, according to the mind-only school, the Chittamatta system, the blazing fire is merely a manifestation of tendencies, or a tendency in this case, found within the all basis or fundamental consciousness in terms of the Mahamudra tradition, the blazing fire is said to be a manifestation of mind itself. So it, so to speak, arises out of mind itself. Mind, ultimately then, is the union of clarity and emptiness, this being the true nature of mind, also referred to as non-dual insight, these two then being synonymous, the different terms then apply to different schools of thought, though they all point to the true nature of mind. So, as was said, in the dream, not being aware of that the blazing fire is merely a manifestation of one's own mind, and also not being aware of the true nature of one's mind, one suffers in that the two basic conceptions of I and other come about due to such unawareness, and thus one suffers. So you have these two schools of thought, the mind-only school, also called the Chittamatra system, and the Mahamudra approach or school of thought. Now, if one considers the first, then there it's asserted that what one sees as external objects is merely manifestations of one's own mind, manifestations of habitual tendencies within one's own mind. So, according to this school of thought, perceived objects are merely mental projections. Not recognizing this fact, one then sees them as external, as existing apart from mind, independently of mind. So thus the notion of other, other implying something other than oneself, external objects, occurs. And not recognizing the true nature of one's own mind, in this system referred to as non-dual insight, brings about the misconception of there being a real person, a truly existent individual. If we consider the Mahamudra approach, the explanation of the origin of these two misconceptions, I and other, varies slightly. There, in the Mahamudra tradition, one speaks of objects as being manifestations or being the play of mind itself. These appearances or manifestations relating to a dynamic process where then in terms of basic unawareness, when it's not recognized that outer objects in quotation marks, are merely the play of mind, then the conception of other occurs, and not realizing the true nature of one's mind, which is the union of clarity and emptiness, also referred to as self-sprung or spontaneously present non-dual insight, not recognizing that aspect, then the notion of a real person, a truly existent individual, occurs.
Tene ta te randong ta va da jana jabu do ge
la sa
randong ta va ranju da jana sir yor je nawa te jujin ten de cho zan je nawa malan ta va juman ta va yin yang te tar ma to te de bar hi sem rang de ba sem rang ne lok te tene chik tume chik tan tume rang yin len de be se na sem je ngo te tene tong jang nam ga ta bi yin yang tene tok ba ye ba ngo ma hi te da to hyo tene ni je je wa
tong jang nam ga ta
rang ji rang ji tong ba tong jang nam ga ta bi ga ga bu de re re rang ji je lo ro ba Nama te juchin tende so sanje nama juma malam tava yina yang denbar hiin. Semje ngoo tene jeva mepa tongpa nyi yina yang tongpa nyi to mato te dadu hiin te tene drupar. Ranju tatasa.
There is then the Rangtong school of thought, which as we have seen has two subdivisions. The Svatantrika school of thought, where it is asserted that what one sees as outer objects are merely the outcome of the coming together of a variety of causes and conditions. So the synchronous meeting of causes and conditions produce a certain appearance, an object. Now, outer objects do not have any inherent existence. They are illusion-like and dream-like in that they are merely the outcome of the synchronous meeting of causes and conditions. Not recognizing this, one takes what one sees as external objects to be real. Thus, the conception of other comes about. Then, according to this school of thought, there is the true nature of mind, which is said to be beyond distinctions. It is said to be like empty space, free of any distinctions. Not recognizing this true nature of mind, the conception of a truly existent individual, a real person, comes about.
Tene oma tanjur ji lok ta de se na kunzob de tanjur ji lok la kunzob ming zang dang tok ta zang dun de ba re kunzob ji na wa de ming zang dang tok we tak pa zang yin yang de ba tro par hin den ro sem ji ne lok de tene tro pen tha tham che da tra wa yin yang tene de sem ji ne lok ma do de da de hin de tene tro par
Then we have the second sub-school, the Prasangika system. Their outer appearances are said to actually be merely conceptual labels that only have nominal existence, not recognizing these, one takes these outer objects to be real, thus the notion of other occurs. Then there is the true nature of mind, which according to this school of thought is beyond mental fabrication, is beyond conceptual mind. Not recognizing this, there is the conception of a real person, an I. Now, in brief, there is no recognition of or awareness of the nature of consciousness, then consciousness is the origin of obscuring states of mind, samsaric actions, and so on. Now, on the other hand, when there is realization of the actual nature of consciousness, which then involves non-dual insight, such realization involving non-dual insight, then mind or non-dual insight is the origin of all good qualities, of all positive qualities. Within it, all good or positive qualities are present. So true realization of mind then is referred to, of consciousness, sorry, is referred to as non-dual insight. Non-dual in that there is, or there are no dualistic distinctions such as someone realizing something. Dualistic distinctions do not obtain, and there is that non-dual state of mind is referred to as insight, in that it is beyond consciousness, consciousness seen as a limiting state of mind. So, as we have seen, such insight is non-dual in that, as was said, there are no dualistic notions, distinctions as to something realized and somebody realizing do not obtain. Now, this non-dual state of mind, as was also mentioned, is beyond consciousness. Thus, it is referred to as insight or wisdom, to point out that such insight is beyond ultimate mind as asserted in the mind-only school. ultimate mind in the mind only school being consciousness.
Tene de kapso yendong ta wa tan jana de ya po yong gre samba yong ngaran so sam ngaran sam chiran so kan den to ta da roba ta ran re ye hi de kan de re de yendong lo ba kun da yin wa yong rup som na jana te jar chor manda ba mambo yere na ko devo se na nam to nam number to pa te
na
Tenny som la jarna, Tenny som la jarso, Madame Mambuyore, go love jarso sena, penna, tanda meto, zipujin tona, meto, zip meto, the hajang zipore, sana, semna, semna meto, la gavati, on the capso, meto, zip and namdo te, mumma pacality in the somare, yamare. Hagazon. Meto Jing Tona Meto Samba Meto the Ziburi Samba Namdo Ji to take Kundore Kundo the Pakalis on the Sena Yamare Namdo Takpe Meto de Namdo de Meto the Dembaris and the Pa Namdo Takpe Meto de Kundare
Dangbo Namdo can say. May
tot say for re, nam tot is and one re. Oh, may don't the poor is and nam tot the yewan, a carre, pacate, yewan, pacate,
say for re, some pate,
nam tok,
la, densin chungere, madame,
nam de pacale somewhere, is a densin's yakomato, pacale somewhere.
No.
Pacale somewhere, ta, pacago, top just somewhere, may don't the poor is sabe. Namdo tita be meto de kundare Namdo de ne look de zipo yimba de kundare Meto and zipo is and Namdo ne look de to daddy hide de yondop de kunda yemen yondop some de meto and zimba Namdo la jana yabo yungri zipo yungri Kains and a meto tangent zipo.
So there is then the Shentong school of thought, where one speaks of three features of existence. The first feature involving conceptual labels, the second involving what one calls affected consciousness, in that it is governed by or affected by predispositions or habitual tendencies within mind. Then there is a third feature relating to ultimate reality, where one speaks of an absolute presence, implying that absolute truth does not involve a mere nothingness, so to speak. Something is posited. That which is posited is referred to as absolute presence. Now, if one looks into the perception of a flower, where the flower is seen as beautiful, then the concept, the flower is beautiful, relates to the second feature. As we saw, that was affected consciousness, called affected, in that it is governed by predispositions or habitual tendencies within mind. So, the concept, the flower is beautiful, is then governed by predispositions. Then the conceptual label attached to the flower, the conceptual label beautiful, which one attaches to the flower, is then referred to as being merely a label or a conceptual label in which has no actual existence. It's merely a figment of one's imagination. Then there is the ultimate nature of this event involving this concept, which is referred to as an absolute presence. Absolute presence referring to a presence of wisdom beyond mental fabrication. So the absolute presence is wisdom itself, wisdom beyond mental fabrication.
Kondro rang ne lok de sartong yirmi am tuta ji yi de yong do bi jagre de de da wo jan na to le la.
If one considers dreaming of an enemy, one would feel anger towards this enemy, which is the object of one's anger. So you have the anger or the aggression, which in itself is a concept relating to the second feature, affected consciousness, in that the aggression is governed by or originate with habitual tendencies. Predispositions. Due to the aggression, the person dreamt of is labeled enemy. That is merely a conceptual label which has nothing to do with the person, him or herself. It's merely a conceptual, it's merely an idea one has coming from certain predispositions, which in actual fact does not obtain as to the object. It's merely a figment of one's imagination. Then there is the actual nature of the content of the dream. So the true nature of the obscuring state aggression is the union of clarity and emptiness. Also referred to as wisdom beyond mental fabrication. Now, therefore, one speaks of the presence of non-conceptual wisdom on an absolute level. So, there is then the conception or obscuring state of mind, in this case anger, its object, and the true nature of these two being referred to as wisdom beyond mental fabrication.
Tā nāvā sēm jē rāngsār yīpē sē nā sarūrdu mātō parē, tē mātō pē nāvā sarūrdu mātō pē zimbā
So in the Mahamudra tradition, one speaks of Kwangi Yeshe.
Nyungma Linji Chibi Yeshe. Zungze Niji Tongba Yeshe.
Non-dual wisdom, also spontaneously present wisdom. So as was said, according to the Mahamudra approach, what one sees as external objects are merely manifestations of one's own mind. Thus, they have no external existence. Also, the perceiving consciousness has no inherent existence. What one is left with in actual fact is the true nature of mind, referred to as non-dual wisdom, or naturally present or spontaneously present wisdom.
Then the same thing they look the Nyungma Linji Chibi Hisi Goya Karasana, then the same Sarva Ripa Tongba Song Oye Mevesena, then the Linji Rim Sarik Tong Som Sarik Tong Som De Tik Soso Yobatang Nando Lo Soso Namare Mato Ngoli Ngoye Meba Imbesena, then the Sarik Tong Som Linji Chibai.
So such wisdom then involves different qualities that are equally important, and in essence they are inseparable. So these qualities coexist. And they are inseparable from one another, the qualities being clarity, awareness, and emptiness. So these qualities coexist, and they are inseparable from one another.
This is the Saja Chimbalola, Numa Linji Chibi Yehi De, Monsum to Togore, Mondo Jogubare.
So, in the Mahamudra tradition, one speaks of actualizing such wisdom involving these qualities or these aspects which, in actual fact, coexist and are indistinguishable.
Tene Dorje Tekwe Lola Tab Samontan, Tab Nyorbota, Tab Haja Mambo Yabate, Kang Toku Chedres and the Numa Linji Chibi Yehi, Mato Batok Batap, Mondo Majorva, Mondo Jurba Tap, Mondo Jurba, Tene Gongdom Pervetap, Tokan Tarsimitabre.
So the methods found in the Vajrayana are methods aiming at and resulting in actualizing or realizing such wisdom involving the qualities mentioned or the aspects mentioned.
Tona ranzong yehi te karpu yun ti zokpar njongse ranzong yehi te la ti te tona tene karpu yun ti tamjin jongre karpu yun ti kar lamji yun ti tang devu yun ti sanje majab heba yore.
So if there is realization of such wisdom, then all good qualities come about, enlightening qualities relating to both path and fruition. So these qualities will, so to speak, or they are replete in within such wisdom, which is said to be spontaneously present. Whereas in actual fact, now we've come to the third stage, the verse says that in actual fact, wisdom does not obtain, since Chunam
Cesar Charko. Chutamche se gogondo se sa la char gogondo.
Chutamche korve chur
vala. Mara lo yor do chorbe. Nam do go yor do chorbe chutamche se gogondo. Lo ta chu ni ga se gogondo.
In that conceptual states of mind and related phenomena have been exhausted or have come to exhaustion as a result of such wisdom, conceptual states of mind and their objects no longer occur.
Dikab sutanda jambu lotun thai ji lama jambu le lo se chu se to kwan zo ji se yo serva ji le te da tan da ji kwa yong kare lo lo lama jambu le lo se
The previous Jamgon Kongtrul in a prayer, which is a supplication to his Lama, he mentions that conceptual states of mind and related objects are to be exhausted. That is the aim of one's practice.
George Malam Tana Drunzinja Lose, Seba Ungana, Dronga, Rogre, Pete Yendo, Turpe Sem de Sena, Turpe Yor, the Jurpe Chukanga, Send over Yungumari.
So, if confused states of mind or conceptual states of mind cease, related objects will cease to manifest. For example, if one dreams of a snake, and in the dream one's conception of it as a snake ceases, the object, the snake itself, will also cease to exist. Similarly, or cease to manifest. Similarly, if confused states of mind cease, related objects will cease to manifest.
Dina semam semam lo telayang kunzom trupe sema tang kunzom trupe lo tang chunyiwa sarja semam chunyiwa sarja lo nyere tan diseya de kunzom trupe lo am sem te se gogre chunyiwa sarja lo tang sem se gogmare.
So it is confused to relative states of mind that are to cease. It's not chunyi gilore kande song song
kunzob je lo tang chunyi wa sar je lo am se.
The true nature of mind referred to as clarity is not to, the aim is not to bring such a state of mind to cessation. It is, so to speak, the opposite is the case. So when one speaks of ceasing here, that relates to conceptual or relative states of mind, samsaric states of mind.
Dinan tatok tole yehi me se ya te nazu namdok yor to chorpe yehi te nelong tatok tole yo mare. And then namdok tape yehi te mina yehi me ba tonjang de yoreva tea yo mare. That namdok tape yehi yo mare, yehi me ba yan yo mare, you may trava tamtil in debare.
So it was said that ultimately,
wisdom
does not obtain, that refers to wisdom as a conceptual object or an object of a conceptual mind. Ultimately, one cannot posit wisdom as existing in one way or the other. It is beyond limiting viewpoints such as eternalism and nihilism.
This and a tongue as you nan zemba sem yit nam hite, mato betuso marek by yimba, toba caps or ransong yehi yimba, nailong tartoga caps or yehi yumi driven tatam jetan tam jil and deba togabari.
So, in terms of lacking realization, one speaks of consciousness. In terms of realizing, the true nature of mind, one speaks of spontaneously present wisdom, and in terms of ultimate reality, wisdom is said to be beyond any limiting viewpoints, beyond any kind of assertion.
So, Lobjong by Yimbesena, Dine Trumta Lobjong Sepa by Yimbesena, Trumta Tatos Janikibe.
So, Rinpoche related these three stages in the verse today to different schools of thought because different schools of thought are being taught in the other classes or in another class.
Dine de Malare Petrotopjo Songor Yinayang, Dine Trumta Janayang.
So this song is a very profound song by the great yogi Milarepa.
Ten chenazu tanda kata sen nawa la tanda mato pa to pa thato som de jawa te tin do ten na yin zimba te la jan ne lo lo zona chekte hiran ne ba chembore.
So the word
Nyam ne ni kapso kar chembore.
In that the verse has been composed by a great yogi, so it's therefore good to memorize these verses. One can also use it as a basis for one's meditation practice. Which would be very good.
Then that's the degree. Banks in the degree. Go down.
So no way, Jodor, no way, Jomado, do not join, Tardo dola nai manyo, jime chukur dai gusung, jime chukur dai gusung. Nang zimba yiji nai jide, mato tu namai riba, lini mong kunji ji zoyi, to na rangzong ye jide. Karpu yin ten tam jin jung, tarto dong la ye si min, chunam se sar ja ro song, chunam se sar ja ro song.
Tang has a chunam se sar ja. Mato tunam marek pa, le ni mong kun ji yitai.
Oh, my God, 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 my God,